whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Be Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam.
Can I?
In moments, we're going to take you live to listen to. I'm trying to look it up if it's Joe Witt or Cliff going first today. All right, I'm pulling up the media schedule. Today is Thursday, right, B?
Yep.
At least the schedule is for Cliff to go first any minute now, and Joe Witt after him. We'll see. These things are often...
they've changed them up sometimes.
Tentative. Yeah, yeah. Things change a lot, especially in a playoff week where there are times, and you and I have occasionally disagreed on this, there are times where I think teams and professional organizations need to be a little bit more mindful of the media and what schedules say and what you're supposed to adhere to. And then there are times where I think the media has to understand, nah, man, they got bigger fish to fry. Mm-hmm. And I think playoff week of wild card weekend is a bigger fish to fry situation. I do believe, though, Joe Witt is getting ready to sit down right now. Landini, you let me know when we have that. This is a big challenge for Joe Witt this week and his defense, but I'm fascinated to see what he thinks changes by getting Marshawn Lattimore back on the field. If you just look at Tampa's offense coming into this thing, Baker Mayfield threw for 41 touchdowns. They're fourth in the NFL in points scored. Here is Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt.
All right, so it's good to get into the playoffs. You know, we finished the season against Dallas the right way. You know, we're talking about winning moments and the two plays that I really think about, you know, they run the quarterback keeper on third and one. We stop it, okay, give the offense the ball, all right. We get into the same situation, and Marcus runs it for a long way and gives us the opportunity to win the game. And that's winning moments, you know, all sides of the ball. And so we have to keep doing that. We're going against Tampa, you know, where we started this journey. And so it's going to be fun going down there and going against those guys. Really good football team. Been really impressed with Baker Mayfield. I mean, this guy has played at a really, really high level. He can escape the pocket as good as anybody in the league, okay? We missed 5 sacks on him the first time, but we weren't the only ones. There have been plenty of teams to go in there and try to hit him. He has the ability to step up and keep his eyes down the field. And he's just been playing. He's a competitive player, you know. So I take my hat off to him. Mike is back, you know, another 1,000 yards. He does it every year. So that's always going to be a challenge. They have a really good offensive line, young running backs that run hard. You know, their screen game is very good. You know, they're a dual threat, fast pace. When I say fast pace, they get to their spaces fast in the pass game, and then they get vertical, good run after catch, and they're good after contact with the backs. It's going to be a good game, going to be a challenging game, but it'll be a fun one. Any questions?
Baker's had a career year in terms of scrambles and scramble yards. Is there something that's different about him or this scheme that's allowed him to do that, or is it just happenstance, you think?
I think he is just doing a good job of making people miss. I mean, he's been hard to tackle in the pocket across every team that goes in there. So you have to hit him as if you're going to hit a running back. If you go in there like you're going to hit a quarterback, normal quarterbacks, you're going to probably come off. So,
from the outside looking in, one of the biggest differences, it seems like, in their offense is Bucky Irving, kind of the role he's playing. What do you kind of make of him, and how does he change that offense?
Well, he can make you miss in space. You know, he's fast, he's quick, he's a slasher. So I just think they use not just him, but all the eligibles in a very unique way of, when I say fast pace, they want to get the ball in their hands right now. Like, they have close to 1,000 yards, you know, with the ball behind the line of scrimmage on throws where they're going, you know. And so they want to get those guys in space and then let them have run after catch opportunities.
And as you guys got close to Baker in the first game, what is the key to getting him down?
Just like I said, you have to treat him and hit him like he's a running back while he's in the pocket. Understanding that, all right, when he's outside the pocket, he doesn't get the protection. But when he's in the pocket, we got to stay shoulders to thighs, all right? But we have to go in there and
hit him like he's a running back. If we go in there and hit him like he's a little quarterback, you're going to come off. And then he's very – he has a good job of sliding up and out, and he's keeping his eyes downfield. I know he does scramble, but he's scrambling to throw. All right, he's just playing high-level ball. And so, you know, we just got to get him on the ground.
And as you go back and watch the tape on you guys, how much different does the defense look to you since that week one meeting with you?
Totally different. I mean, we – totally different. That was, you know, from a game, I think we played hard. I didn't have them, you know, ready to go. Most of that was my fault that the play was what it was that game. You know, that was a long time ago. So
there, you talk about their screen game. Why it did hurt you guys a little bit in the first game, but why is it so effective? What do they do that makes it so effective?
Well, they have a really good offensive line that gets out right now. You know, so when they get out, they get their bigs on people's littles, and they create voids for people to go. They have a number of different type of screens. You know, you have the play action screen, the slip screen, the cross screen, you know, all those to the backs, and then you have the ones that the tunnel screen, tear screen from the outside. So they have just a variety of different screens and different ways of getting to it, and then they get in and they go with it. And so.
And then even, I know it is a long time ago, that first game, but what maybe is the biggest transformation of the defense from that point to now?
Well, if you look at the first three games, all right, we were, what, 31st in pass defense? All right, we finished third, okay? We were probably 31st in percentage. We finished third. Third down, you know, we've been up and down. Right before this last game, we were teetering in the top 10. We were horrible then, you know. So, you know, the defense has really trended in the right direction, you know. So the points have been down. So the defense is just different.
Bucky Irving is a different piece for them, at least in terms of usage compared to the first game. Mm-hmm. What's the key against him that you said?
Say it again.
What's the key to slowing him down, or how does that change? Perhaps
well, the key is to handling the screen game, because that's how they like to use him a lot. And then in the run game, you know, making sure that we take care of the C gap in the run game.
You've had this year, obviously, to be around Cliff and to, I'm sure, exchange ideas. And what's stood out to you about him as a coach this year?
About Cliff? I didn't know I was going to get asked about Cliff. He gets here very early in the morning. I mean, he's probably gets here around 3 o'clock in the morning. Cliff is going to do it Cliff's way, you know. So I've been really impressed with his conviction and belief in, all right, this is the way that we're going to do it. And they go do it that way. His connection with Jaden is really, really good. You can see Jaden believes in what Cliff is teaching him. And so, but, you know, I'm not trying to dodge your question, but my mind's on Tampa. Is, you know, Cliff has done a really nice job, so I'm glad we're working together.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yep.
We talked about Bucky Irving, but Jalen McMillan is another rookie on the Bucks offense that has had an expanded role since the last time you guys saw them. What kind of stands out in his game for you?
Well, like I said, the thing that stands out in all these guys is just really the way that they're utilizing them in space. And so that's what I don't want to get into, you know, pitching out each guy, but
just about them right now heading into this new part of the season.
Well, the times that we've gone out there, so like we dropped the punt in the last game, we went out there and held them to a field goal. You know, the whole, you know, the way we played in the red zone this last game, the sudden change, situational football, we're playing much better. Okay, the thing that we have to do is get the ball. You know, we have to do that. You know, that's what – and I know everybody wants to talk about the run game, but if we can get the ball and get some of those turnovers, that controls a lot of the game as well. But the way we run and hit and the violence and the connection that we play with, really pleased with that.
Joe Witt, a lot of information there. The thing that might jump off the page to me be is he saying Cliff Kingsbury gets into the office around 3 a.m. I've heard all season how early Cliff gets there and that it's earlier than other people think, but damn, yeah. 3 a.m. B.
Hey. Holy.
When the hell he go to sleep?
I don't know. Nate Tice joins us next, then we'll hear from Cliff. Nobody go anywhere.